Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. I hope everybody is doing well out there. Currently 72 degrees out there, so basically the perfect temperature here in Southeast Kansas. And we do have on the line with us this morning, as he is the last Friday, the fourth Friday of every month, we have Representative Richard Prell. Mr. Prell, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning. A few topics that we did want to go over. And the first one I do want to talk about, I know it was earlier this month, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the House bill that was passed in the special session.
Sure. House Bill 2054. And, you know, it restricts some of the things that the governor can do. One is she's not going to be able to close businesses for more than 15 days, and then it's going to take the State Finance Council to take a look at it and see if it could be extended. It was absolutely devastating to our businesses that had to close down, and so trying to limit in the future, what can happen on that kind of a thing. So we're looking at that. That was in there. And it limits that the governor can't change the method or the timing of elections. So our elections will go on as they're scheduled, like August 4th. And, they can either apply for a mail-in ballot, or they can go to the polls as they have in the past, and they'll have it set up so that they're social distancing and people can feel safe in going to vote. There are also some legislative oversight on the $1.25 billion of the CARES Act funding that the state has received from the federal government. So it's going, final approval on that has to go through the State Finance Council. They've had their initial meeting on that, where they approved funds, and they did approve what the governor had indicated through her agency on what needed to be funded, and that has been approved. The governor insisted that there was no liability protection for the nursing homes and nursing home providers. It's very difficult for those folks because everybody is, they're all right there together. And so we actually wanted in the bill where we get some liability protection, but the governor insisted that she would veto anything that had that in it. So that's kind of how this system works, is compromise. And so we had to compromise and go along with that to get something done. All in all, I felt like it was a good bill. It was a compromise. Nobody got everything they wanted by any means, and so to me, compromise is good. Where all parties on all sides, nobody was totally comfortable with it, so it was probably pretty good legislation.
So yeah, it's it sounds like not even though not everybody got everything they wanted, it sounds like both sides got a little bit of what they wanted either way.
Yes, they did.
All right, and another thing you did want to discuss, and I know you like discussing about the turnpikes.
Yes, as you're aware, we've talked about the turnpike before. I am I chair House Transportation, and thus I'm one member, one of the five board members for the Kansas Turnpike Authority. We had our budget meeting yesterday and approved the budget for the next year. The turnpike, we've had our share of the COVID things that happened to everybody. Our traffic was down significantly. It is coming back, and so that's very positive. And of course, it costs some money, so we had to go through some things of how to save money and how to make our budget work. And I think we've done that. We're continuing on with with improvement projects. So there's still a lot of construction going on the turnpike, and we're still including raising bridges, raising them up higher so larger loads can go up and down the turnpike. And I wanted to thank our commercial customers because they've continued to use the turnpike, and that's a major portion of the traffic on the Kansas Turnpike.
And
I'd like to just point out, here in Southeast Kansas, we don't use the turnpike a lot, most of us, but you can get a K-tag, which allows you to, it costs you 25% less to run on the turnpike if you use a K-tag rather than paying cash or a credit card. Use that K-tag. It costs nothing. You can just order one through the KTA, and they'll set it up with a credit card to pay. But the advantage to people that don't live close to it, where they use it a lot, but if you travel in Oklahoma and Texas, your K-tag is good down there. And so it will just bill you. It will bill the Kansas Turnpike, and they will run it against your credit card. And so, you don't have to stop and pay tolls and worry about that. So it's kind of a win-win, I believe.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really good for, if you go down to Oklahoma, at least from this area, you run into the Turner Turnpike when you get down to the Tulsa area. And me, I like to go back and visit my family back in OKC every once in a while. So I am in the process of getting a K-TAG. So that's going to be that's a win-win for me, because it's with it able to work in Oklahoma, that's really, really really, really good.
It is. Before I had a K-TAG, I was in Oklahoma and didn't even realize I was on one where it was a bridge, and I got a bill in the mail for 35 cents. And
you're just like, wow, really?
Yeah, wow, really?
It's like, here, let me mail you a quarter and a dime. Here you go, guys.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So,
the other thing, if you do travel the turnpike, we've modernized it. Mm-hmm. Where we have a lot more open road tolling. So on the eastern terminal and the southern terminal, you can go through and never slow down, and it'll read your K-tag. You can run 75 mile an hour. You run 75 mile an hour. You just keep right on going, and it reads it. You don't slow down. And, our commercial customers really appreciate that, because every time you slow a truck down or you have to stop and pay a toll or something like that and then start back up, time is money, and it also fuel economy is really jeopardized every time you have to do that.
Absolutely. That way they can just kind of keep going through without, losing any time and slowing
right.
down and saving on gas a little bit as well, because sometimes maybe the line will get a little bit long. That way they can just go right through it. So that's a good thing to hear.
Right.
On that. So, and another thing that you wanted to remind everybody to do is to register to vote, because again, the primary election coming up on August 4th.
Absolutely. And I have people tell me, oh, my vote doesn't count. And I've probably related this story before, but every year, in the House, it takes 63 votes to pass, and there's 125 members. Every year, we will pass a bill with 63 votes and 62 against, and a bill will fail every year. I've never seen that. Every year we'll have a bill that will fail because it gets 62 votes and 63 against it. So, your vote counts, and this is an important year. All of the House and the Senate in Kansas is up for re-election. We have on the national side, all of the Congress people are up for re-election, and a number of the senators are up, and of course it's a presidential election year. So please register to vote, and then on August 4th, get out there and cast your ballot. It does make a difference, and it's important. And I like to point out, it's a privilege that we have to vote, but it's also an obligation.
Absolutely. I agree with that because one of the first things I did up here when I moved up here was, of course, I had to go get my my driver's license, my the real ID, but I also at the same time was registering to vote as well. That way I could vote up here. So that was one of the first things I did when I moved up here because, like you said, it's a privilege and I do consider it an obligation to vote. And anytime there's any kind of election, I always get out there, at least make my voice heard.
Right. Thank you for registering and thank you for voting.
Absolutely. Again, like I said, it's a privilege and an obligation, and I take that very, very seriously. Well, Representative Prell, we appreciate you coming on here today talking about several different things, including the Turnpike and reminding everybody to register to vote. There's still time to do that. And also your thoughts on the House bill that was passed during the special session. Again, I appreciate you coming on here for a few minutes today, and I hope you have a great weekend, sir.
I plan to, and everyone have a safe weekend.
Absolutely. It's going to be a pretty good one. You have a great day, Representative Perel.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, that is Representative Rich Perel from here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's always a joy to talk to him the fourth Friday of every month. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Fox News at the top of the hour, and then we'll have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance from Independence. They'll be on around 8:15 or so. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning.